Yes, this is Julio Martinez. I am back doing my close-up of two of the more prominent theaters here in Los Angeles. And next, I'm speaking to an old friend, Karen Desai of International City Theater in Long Beach. Hiya, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm delighted. I'm also delighted that International City Theater's inviting live audiences back.
Yes, we are, and it's we're doing it safely, and we're blessed because we're in a larger space than we normally for seating per our contract with the unions, but we're still going to be doing less seating because we are working at like 25% capacity, skipping rows, skipping seats, so everybody's socially distanced, and masks, of course, are required, and people have been very respectful of the protocols. So it's going great.
Now, you
and
have
we're all so happy to be back. Yes.
You have a play in-house right now, Closely Related Keys. It opened August 27th and is running through September 12th.
Yes, Thursday through Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8, Sundays at 2. And the show is an hour and 40 minutes, no intermission, so we're cutting down on mingling times, everything we can do to stay safe. And the play is especially relevant right now. It was slated for last season but got bumped, like many theaters had to do with many shows, although we did do 4 virtual productions. It's not quite the same, though, is it, to be live and in person? But this play, you know, it deals with an African-American young attorney in New York who, this is after 9/11, within the 10th anniversary period, not quite 10 years yet, and she's working very hard in her law firm and finds out she has an Iraqi half-sister, and the sister Nayla, who wants to come and stay with her and audition for Juilliard, and is there more to her story? So it's two different worlds coming together.
Now, this is directed by Shonda McClain. It's written by the wonderful Wendy Graf. I love her work. And Shonda McClain, I'm not familiar with. Has she directed at International before?
Yes, Sondra did Ain't Misbehavin' and Flyin' West. So this is her third production with ICT.
And it features, the cast features Oscar Best, Sidney A. Mason, Maran Mohammadi, I hope I'm spacing that right, Nick Mallari, Adrian Mohammed Tafesh, and of course it's produced by you.
Yes, and it's a wonderful play and very thought provoking and so relevant to what's going on in our world right now. Lots to think about, and it's even more relevant this year. So the theater gods were watching out for me.
Now, before you start your 2022 season, you have another production happening in 2021, Blues in the Night. That was developed by Sheldon Epps, formerly the artistic director of the Pasadena Playhouse.
That's correct. And it's wonderful music, Duke Ellington and Bessie Smith and many others. And Ren Brown from Ebony Repertory is going to be directing. And, in fact, we're doing this show in association with Ebony Repertory Theater. So it's going to run in Long Beach for 3 weeks and then in L.A.
Oh, when does this open?
Our production opens in October. October 22nd is opening night.
Uh-huh.
And it runs through November 7th.
Now, I'm really excited about your 2022 season. That's going to begin in February, right?
Right. Unlike most theaters, we work on a calendar year. And that was Shasheen's doing when he, when he started the theater. So we haven't changed that because it would play havoc with our finances. but it works out fine. And yet, Julio, you know, opening closely related keys was really challenging. And, you know, getting approval from three unions and doing, you know, all the protocols, getting the COVID safety officers and all of the things that are required. But I was determined that I had to open. And because if I don't open, how do I, you know, my patrons trust me for the 2022 season? And I'm glad you asked me about 2022, but if I have a minute, I'll tell you the lineup.
Well, I've have you here in order to do that.
Thank you. We're going to open with the wonderful music of Stephen Sondheim in Marry Me a Little. Then we're doing A Doll's House Part 2 by hot writer Lucas Nath. It's Tony nominated, and you don't need to know Part 1, which was Ibsen's revolutionary play from 1879. To understand Part 2. Then a heartwarming comedy by Matthew Lopez, The Legend of Georgia McBride, about Casey, an expectant father, about to lose his job as an Elvis impersonator when the bar owner decides to open a drag show. So a new adventure awaits Casey. And then the fourth show is Valley Song by Fugard. And that's his first play after apartheid, and he's considered one, you know, the best playwright in South Africa, and if not the world, he's highly regarded. The story of a granddaughter who wants to embrace the future, while her grandfather searches for the wisdom to let go of the past. And the Wall Street Journal said, "This extraordinary play is what theater should be." And then we're going to end with a fun one, the classic two-time Tony-nominated comedy, Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig.
Oh, yes. So your season will run from February, through the...
Through November.
Through November. What, no holiday play?
You know, we did a holiday play back in 2005 through 2008, and the recession hit, and then we never got back to it. Maybe someday, but you know, right now, here's a little, you know, 2019 was a really great year for ICT. We, you know, two shows beat 34 years of presale records. Subscriptions were up over the last 6 years, and I thought, wow, this is really going to great leverage moving into our 35th anniversary season in 2020. We opened the season with the Andrews Brothers, and the show closed March 8th, and the world closed March 13th. So, you know, it's just been, now it's going to be a focus on rebuilding. We had done so much positive work on audience development. It's just, okay, let's push that heavier rock up the hill right now. So it is what it is, but we're going to do what we have to do to stay viable and serve our community. Because I think you know we also do 6 education programs for every age and demographic from 4 to 104.
Wow.
So, and well, you know, Shashina and I both come from education. We both work, you know, college professors. And so this is, you know, it's really important to invest in the future generations. And it's not just about, like, about creating future artists, Julio. Honestly, it's about teaching creative thinking, because we won't have researchers, scientists, entrepreneurs, others, you know, if we don't have creative thinkers. So it's really not just an investment in our youth, it's an investment in our nation. And I take that seriously. That is our future.
Now, were you able to keep your educational programs going during the shutdown of the theater to audiences?
We were able to keep 3 at some level, you know, offering tickets, that's our students, to stage, although they were introduced to our virtual productions. And our conservatory went to an online version. Usually it's singing, dancing, acting, and playwriting, because they write their play that they perform in the theater. But we just focused on acting and playwriting because it was online. And then the third grade program, that's one of our biggest programs, we did convert that to a virtual platform, too. And, in fact, we're looking now to find out what the schools require so that we can resume that program in the schools. But I know school just started, and they're going to need time to work things out. So those half of our programs we were able to do something with. And right now we are back working with our low-income seniors, and we're bringing them into the theater Sunday to see this production. And we provide tickets and transportation for that, to keep them mentally and socially engaged, which is so important, especially after all this isolation.
Yes. You seem to have a very full schedule, Karen.
I work all the time. Well, you know, I was the managing director. Shajim was the artistic director, and then he retired 11 years ago, and the board unanimously named me the artistic director. But now I'm doing both jobs. I've been doing that for 11 years, so and education as well. But, you know, I believe in what we're doing. I love what I do. I'm blessed to work in my field, so I'm not complaining.
Now, I don't have the figures in front of me, but can you give me the information about how people can make reservations to the theater?
Absolutely. They can go to our website at www.internationalcitytheater.org, internationalcitytheater.org, or they can call the box office at 562-436-4610. That's 562-436-4610.
Now, are you also busy planning your season 2023?
Yes. It's so funny that you should mention that, because I was talking with another director today about something that he was pitching, and I said, well, let me read the script, and, you know, I'm starting to think about 2023 right now, and because that will be our 38th anniversary season.
Wow.
And, you know, can I just, if I have a second, about the importance of subscribing?
Oh, sure.
To the theater, because it's one of the things I'm trying to educate my patrons about, the role they play in the theater, because when you find a subscriber where you can trust their work, and hopefully they trust the quality of work at ICT, and they've been with me, you know, they provide a base of support for the whole season, 5 shows, some plays they never heard of, writers they never heard of, but they trust it's going to be a quality production. And that's an investment in the art form, in the theater, and it's also an investment in themselves, because they're opening themselves to new ideas, new ways of thinking, which helps us all better understand ourselves and the world in which we live. And it also enables us to do those 6 education programs.
Right.
So they play an important part of the continuation of this most important art form. I mean, it's not just about entertaining, it's also about educating.
You are so correct. You know, you were my last in-person guest before the pandemic shut down KPFK.
Oh, really?
Yes. I do my show, and I talk to people on the phone, like your lovely voice coming over the line right now. But it was you came in with a lovely associate producer, I think, and you were my last 2 in-studio guests. And then from then on, I've been talking to people by phone. Next week, I go back in studio. So this is
an
anniversary.
Oh. Yes. Well, I'll hope to be back in the studio.
Yes.
But you know what? Thank you so much. And, you know, Julio, thank you for what you do and the in showcasing the work that so many of us do, and letting the general public be more aware of what's available in their community. I'm really grateful. And I know we've known each other for a very long time, and I really appreciate you.
Yes. I still remember the rabbits.
On the campus.
On the campus, started. Yes.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you, Karen. Yes, I do hope to see you in studio sometime soon during this next year. But I want to thank you for taking the time. And I'm very happy what your theater is doing.
Thank you. And thank you for your support, Julio.
Thank you.
Stay well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Julio Martinez. I'm at KPFK 90.7 FM. If you're in Santa Barbara, you're listening to us over 98.3 KPFK. And if you're walking the streets of New York in the flood, you're listening to a stream live over kpfk.org. Please stay tuned to Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase upcoming. And I want to thank you all for supporting KPFK during the recent membership drive. You're the only reason we exist. And we will see you next week. And I'll have live student theater people in studio. Thank you. Bye-bye.